Hi, this is Kevin Sarmiento calling from Argon Opinion Surveys. Today I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Is this Nora Dragon Williams?
Yeah, this is her.
First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make sure this is as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm in the car driving.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Nope. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
What is your age?
I'll be 42.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, or mixed?
I am a mix.
Mix including Hispanic or Latino, or no including Hispanic nor Latino?
Not Latino.
No. Okay, no Latino. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
What were the options again?
Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
That's a hard one. Why isn't there I have no opinion right now because I don't know.
Okay, okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how do you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Project 2025.
I've not heard of it.
Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Haven't heard of her.
Janelle Bynum.
Still don't know them.
Donald Trump.
I know that guy.
How much?
I don't know how I feel about him.
No opinion, would you say?
No opinion. Yeah, no opinion.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
Kamala Harris.
No opinion.
J.D. Vance.
I would probably say like 50. Because I don't know the guy. So I don't know.
What about MAGA Republicans?
MAGA Republicans, I would say probably 10.
What about Democrats in Congress?
Oh, 0.
Thank you so much. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican candidate?
I'll vote for anybody but the moderate, tired of the extremists.
So for who would you vote?
I'm a moderate, so I lean either direction depending on the topic of subject, so I can't tell you.
You wouldn't be able to tell me who would you vote for?
No. I can't tell you if it's going to be straight up Republican or Democrat at this point. I can't tell you. I don't.
Okay. I totally understand, ma'am.
Yeah, like, I
know,
can't.
Okay. Okay, there's no problem at all. Thank you so much. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Probably an independent.
Which one, Robert F. Kennedy or Cornel West?
Probably Kennedy.
Kennedy, okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
The lesser of two evils at this point. I don't know.
Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections?
I don't have a glass, like a crystal ball, so there is no way to tell, honestly.
Okay. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janel Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
Who was the first?
Janel Bynum.
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay.
I'm a toss-up right now. I really genuinely don't know who I want to vote for.
Perfect. Even though you are not supporting Janel Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance.
Small chance. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Remer, a small chance, very slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I disapprove of a good bit, but then there's some things I approve of.
Someone disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I somewhat approve.
Now I want to read you a statement that Janel Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janel Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crimes, not just its effects, so she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services for a worried woman, nothing more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have read that information, that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, who would you vote for?
Anyone that's not going to criminalize small-time drug use, honestly.
You got a name on mind?
I again, like, it depends on what their overall policies are, and they like to say shit like this. Excuse my language, but they like to say things like this to try and pull at the heartstrings of people, but don't look at the long-term economic cost. So, therefore, I genuinely can't actually vote. I would not vote for her because she's going to end up costing us more money in the long run than she thinks she would. Because we'll be incarcerating more people, which costs the state upwards to $55,000 a year just to feed them. So, I can't agree with her.
Okay. So, you're undecided?
Yeah,
you would say?
Yeah, I would say I'm undecided, but I don't agree with her policies.
Okay, totally understand. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about supporting Lodi Chavez Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Remer for Congress. A great deal. Quite a bit, somewhat, or not at all. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez the Remer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to this district. But she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in these elections. What about that one? How that one made you feel? Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
I don't agree with that at all.
Not at all, perfect.
Not at all.
Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez the Remer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses, and instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every vote is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking votes by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Lodi Chavez Remer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. How do you feel about that one?
I've been voting by mail my entire voting life, and I love it. So, anybody who wants to take that away is kind of a silly human. So if they're going to take it away, I disagree with them.
Okay, so you are just, some or not at all?
The question
is if that bothers you.
If it bothers me that she wants to take mail-in voting away?
Yeah.
Yeah, it bothers me. You know how many people have to, like, take off a day of work just to go stand in a line to hopefully get to vote?
Mm-hmm.
When they can just do it at the comfort of their own home and their own leisure? Makes more sense to me.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Lodi Chavez the Remer broke her promise to U.S. She ran as pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. we need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. What about that one?
And that was Lori Chavez Reamer that said that, but she wants to get rid of Oregon's access to
correct
women's health care?
Correct.
I disagree with her. I don't think Congress or anybody should be involved in...
So would you say it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
It's a big deal.
A great deal, okay.
Yeah.
Chavez Reamer has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defends federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while driving Trump nearly unhacked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Dreamer is a vote for these dangerous programs. Would you consider that one a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Somewhat.
Just some, okay. Lori Chavez Dreamer voted to cut billions from our borders, patrol, and immigration police, and she voted to defend federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their job to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, bully corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement, and at the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks louder about her real priorities. How that one make you feel? Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
I don't like that. So I guess I...
Just some?
Yeah.
Or not at all?
I don't know. I don't agree with what she's doing for that.
Would you say then just some?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Reamer?
Those are the only two candidates. Well, I would vote for probably not the one that's been not the one that's been messing up. Watch my language. Which is Lori Chavez Reamer currently, right?
Yeah. Yes.
She's the one that's messing everything up.
Some sort of. So would that be your answer?
Yeah.
Lori Chavez Reamer? Okay. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school degree, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduated, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
I'm a college graduate with a bachelor's degree.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I am married.
Do you have any children 18 years old of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Can I not say that?
Yes. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You were really helpful today. Have a nice rest of your weekend, ma'am.
Yes, you too. Have a good week, okay?
Okay, bye.